Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Happy birthday to the legend Roberta Flack. Drumming my bed with his fingers, singing my life with his words, killing me softly. Flack's voice has mesmerized audiences around the world for decades. Last November, she announced that she has ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. The 5-time Grammy winner can no longer sing, and talking is difficult. But she's telling stories. She recently published a children's book called The Green Piano, How Little Me Found Music. NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports.
Yes, Roberta Flack's first piano was green, but 9-year-old Roberta didn't care. She'd been dreaming of having her very own piano since she was 4.
Dreamed of that piano when I tapped out tunes on tabletops, windowsills.
Those tabletops and windowsills were in Flack's childhood home in Asheville, North Carolina. Her dad played piano and harmonica. Her mom played organ in church. They could see that little Roberta had promise as a musician.
At age 3, maybe 4, there was me at the keys of that church piano, picking out hymns we sang, like Precious Lord, Take My Hand.
Later, the family moved to Arlington, Virginia. One day, when Roberta's dad was walking home from work, he spotted an old upright piano in a junkyard.
Old, ratty, beat up, weather-worn, faded thing. Its ivory's terribly stained. And it stank, but Daddy, he saw treasure.
And he asked the junkyard owner, can I have it? And the man let him have it.
Tanya Bolden co-wrote The Green Piano with Roberta Flack.
He got it home, and then he and his wife cleaned it, and he tuned it, and painted it a beautiful grassy green.
This is Roberta Flack from an album she recorded in 1972. Because of her ALS, she was unable to be interviewed. Bolden says it was important to the singer that The Green Piano give credit to the people who helped her along the way, starting with her parents.
They were extraordinary, ordinary people. You know, at one point, her father was a cook, another time a waiter. One time, the mother was a maid, and later a baker. And at one point later, her father became a builder. But they were people of humble means. But they were people of music.
In the story, we learn that classical was Flack's first love, as she told NPR in 2012.
My real ambition was to be a concert pianist and to play Schumann and Bach and, you know, Chopin, the Romantics. Those were my guys.
At age 15, Flack received a full music scholarship to Howard University. 15. In the early 1960s, she was teaching in public schools by day and moonlighting as a singer and pianist by night. But by the end of the decade, she had quit the classroom. Her soulful, intimate recordings were selling millions of albums around the world.
The first time ever I saw.
Roberta Flack has inspired generations of musicians, Lauryn Hill, India Arie, Alicia Keys. Long after her days as a school teacher, she continued teaching and mentoring young musicians.
She always wanted to help kids the way that she was helped herself.
Suzanne Koga has been Roberta Flack's manager for more than 30 years.
Part of that was to write a book and share with them her experience of, you know, who would ever think that a person like Roberta Flack would have found her voice in a junkyard piano that her father painted green.
In the author's note at the end of her new children's book, Roberta Flack tells young readers to, quote, find your own green piano and a way to put that beautiful music into the world. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.
Children both rich and poor, they're searching for the truth. And if they